Thank you so much. That's right. Time for the good stuff. We've got good things coming up. Good things like Tri-State Livestock News. They're a reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standing, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and so much more. It's nationwide and it's dependable. Been around since 1963. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend some fall time or maybe a winter ice fishing trip, something like that, right here in Cherry County. The Valentine National Wildlife Refuge lakes are great for some fishing. Also, Merritt Reservoir, Big Alkali, all host ice fishermen during the winter months. So, wide open spaces, lots of places to stay. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com. This one is sent in. I'm not quite sure who sent it, but it came written by Dan Carlson from the Black Hills Pioneer a while back, called the beer fridge. Forget the moose, it's the Molson. A few weeks ago, I shared with you the results from a study that concluded the Norwegian moose population was contributing to global warming at an alarming rate by introducing the same amount of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere as thousands of automobiles. Apparently, that story didn't, as the news industry would say, have legs. And now, a new focus for the blame over climate change has emerged. New Scientist magazine has published the findings of a University of Alberta study that alleges Canadian beer drinkers are the latest threat to the planet. It's actually not the beer or beer drinkers that are directly to blame, but the traditional so-called beer fridge that is owned and operated by one out of three Canadian households. It seems the Canadians have a dilemma. There's insufficient room in the primary refrigerator, owned and operated by many Canadian households, to accommodate the necessary quantities of food and beer the household needs simultaneously. This is easy to understand. Many Canadians partake of that nation's bountiful natural food sources, and there simply isn't room in one refrigerator unit for moose and a keg of Molson. So, to solve this problem, many Canadian homes have two refrigerators, one for food, the other, well, for beer. The problem, according to the study, is that most of the refrigerators used for beer are older, energy-inefficient models that consume massive amounts of energy. Just how much energy do these beer fridges consume, anyway? Believe it or not, one of the scientists working on this study concluded that keeping Canadian beer cold requires more energy than is consumed by 100,000 average American households annually. In other words, more energy resources are spent maintaining Molson at 40 degrees than are required by every home in the Black Hills, including Rapid City, Sturgis, Spearfish, Deadwood, and more combined in a year's time. This raises some interesting questions. After all, summer lasts but a few days in Canada, and the weather isn't exactly hot up there. One could correctly surmise that just keeping the beer in the garage without a refrigerator would cool it sufficiently most evenings to make it more than palatable. But therein lies the hidden truth so many miss. Canadian beer fridges don't exist to keep the beer cool. They exist to keep the beer from freezing solid. When one understands just how cold Canadian winters can get, it's easy to understand why garage refrigerators are needed. Without them, most of Canada would be sucking on beer sickles 11 months out of the year. With the average Canadian beer fridge somehow putting nearly a ton and a half of greenhouse gas into the atmosphere each year in areas where electricity is generated by coal and gas, researchers are suggesting, what else? A government-sponsored refrigerator roundup. Yes, they want the public educated and the Mounties to ride in with incentives to either lose the second refrigerator or buy a newer, more efficient model. It seemed that the beer fridge hoarding culprits are largely members of Canada's upper class because the nation's poor can't afford the extra cash it takes to keep feeding the old refrigerator power. So one proposed plan is to offer incentives such as discount vouchers for a new beer fridge when you turn in an old one, along with free pickup and disposal of the old unit. Alas, I can see it now. Some family is sitting around the supper table enjoying caribou stew when Dudley Do-Right knocks on the door and demands they surrender their beer fridge. The door is then slammed in the face of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and then barricaded. A siege ensues and continues until the family either runs out of beer or, as the courageous head of the household would likely yell, "Yous can have my beer fridge when yous can pry it from my cold dead fingers, eh?" Yes, look for things to get ugly in the far north this winter if Canada's eggheads have their way. And that again was sent in. Dan Carlson wrote that in the Black Hills Pioneer a few years back. We feature it today on The Good Stuff.